If you decide you don't want to eat something, somebody gives you something you don't want it, and you say,
I don't care for that.
Would you use the same thing to close friends that you would to say someone who's your guest or your host? Would you say I don't care for that? Or if you were trying to be more polite to people you didn't know quite as well, would you?
Well, you might say that I didn't like it. Hmm. I don't like it so well.
All right. Now, if a food's it's been cooked, and then you cook it again and serve it a second time, you say it's been
warmed over.
Okay. And another thing, if you had more than you ate for more than you could possibly eat, say for Sunday dinner, and you ate the same thing the next day, you would call that
leftover.
Okay. When you put food in your mouth and you go like that, what do you do with it?
Well, you chew it up.
All right. Do you know of anything about a kind of a dish made out of boiled meal and some sort of liquid? Some sort of warm cornmeal?
Yeah, they used to call that mersh.
Really? Mersh.
Corn mersh.
How did you make that?
Well, you just take plain cornmeal. And just set your pan on the stove where it's warm, and you just, after it begins to boil, it gets to boiling, you just pour your meal in there and stir it up.
Mm.
Then you salt it a little, pepper it a little.
Mm-hmm. Do you use milk or water in it?
Well, you use water.
Water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You need a heap of merge.
All right. Okay, what kind of things do you grow in your garden?
Oh, you grow potatoes and beans, squash, gooseberries, pepper, cabbage, many things.
Okay. What would you call that? The place where you grow things?
Garden.
Oh, the garden. Okay. Garden. Is there any kind of garden, like if you grow a certain kind of food? Grow a certain kind of food there, like carrots and peas and beets.
So well, it'd just be called a garden.
Mm-hmm. Would it be? Well, you couldn't have a fruit garden, would you, or anything like
that?
Yeah,
you would have a fruit orchard.
Fruit orchard.
Yeah.
A garden would grow primarily vegetables.
Well, it would grow all kinds of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Apples and pears and peaches.
Mm-hmm. But a garden that grew peas and things like that, would you call it a...
That would just come in with an ordinary garden, with the onions and cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Vegetables. Okay. There's a kind of food that's grown, particularly in the South, that's often served with sausages and eggs and made out of ground corn and boiled, served with salt and pepper, butter or gravy. You don't find it too much in the North. It's mostly in the South. Do you know what that is?
It's what?
It's a kind of a breakfast food. You eat it with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground corn, and you boil it, and
grits.
Grits?
Yeah. Hominy flakes. And grits.
Hmm.
We used to have heaps of them.
Hmm. Are there different kinds of
well, hominy flakes is a little flat.
Mm-hmm.
And grits is ground up and more.
Oh, I see. Hmm. They would be different. We just call them hominy grits at home, but there's a difference there. Okay, what's the name of the food that's made from an inside of a grain? You don't grow it too much around here. You grow it mostly in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas. Chinese and Japanese people eat it a lot. A little white food.
That's rice. Yes.
Okay.